Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Ches in Meseches Yivamis. It is the 909th daf in Shas. Our daf is one of the most important dafim in all of Shas in the sugya of Miun. The concept of Miun is the notion that a woman, if she was married off when she was a ketana by her mother or her brothers, which is a kedusha derabbanan, it's rabbinic in nature, when she becomes a gedola, she is able to do miun, she is able to reject that marriage, and it is considered null and void. Our daf is going to get on the bottom of Kuf Zayin on the base discussing the process of miun. That will get the Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph into many details in the halachos of miun, exactly what the girl says when she becomes of age to reject and annul, if you will, in quotes, the marriage. And then the daf will discuss many halachos in regards to ketana. And then we will have another mishnah going on to Kuf Ches Amud Beis discussing the halachos of miun in terms of its fallout. The mishnah will tell us that once appropriate miun is done, so then the original husband can marry her relatives and she can marry his relatives. And then we will discuss the differences between a get and miun, that when it comes to a get that's given, so then a man is not allowed to marry the relatives of a woman that he's divorced. And we will discuss the implications of that in the Gemara as well. The Gemara will discuss get achar miun and miun achar get, and that will bring us to the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Let's pick up Kuf Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom by the new Mishnah. Ezui ketana shetzricha lemayim. What is the instances of a ketana who has been married off that she needs to do miun, and once she does the miun, it's effective? Kol shisiyua ima vachel ledata. If she was married off by her mother or her brothers with her awareness, so then she needs to make a statement of miun, which we're going to have on the top of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, four lines in. Efshi beplaini bali. She says she doesn't want to be married to him, and then the marriage is annulled. However, isiu shalolidaita. But what if she was married off as a ketana and she wasn't made aware of it? Ainat tzrich lemayin. Then that marriage doesn't even need to be annulled. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna sama kol tinoka sheini chol lishmar kedusha ainat tzrich lemayin. Any young child, girl, that was married off and she is not of age that she's able to watch over, presumably the money that she was given, so then in such a case, the marriage does not require an annulment at all because it's not halachically significant. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ein Maase Katan Ketana Klum. The fact that a man marries a girl when she's underage has no binding of her to him. In other words, for example, to eat truma if he's a kohen, for example, as we'll see shortly in the Mishnah, elokim mefuta. It's just like someone who has a relationship with a woman that is a mefuta. Literally, it means that she is seduced by him. In other words, it's not a full halachic kinyan that she could eat truma. Therefore, bas Yisrael l'kohen lo tocha b'truma. She's not entitled to eating truma. Bas kohen l'Yisrael tocha b'truma. And vice versa, if she's a daughter of the kohen, the fact that she married a Yisrael, normally, of course, as we learned in Perek Ha'orel, the halacha is that she cannot eat truma when she leaves her father's house to Yisrael. But here, since she's only kimefuta, in quotes, so then in such a case, she could continue eating truma. Belazar ben Yaakov Omer, kol akova shehi min ha'ish, any time that she's being held back from the man. Now this is a very vague term, and the translation of it is very, very important. Akova shehi min ha'ish means the man, after they had done miu, after they had done kedusha ketana, when she was married off by her brother or her mother, if the husband now does an ikuv, in other words, he gives her a get, so then it's considered as if she is had been his wife. That means that now, just like the halacha is that a man that divorces a woman, he is usur to her sister, so too the same applies over here. Va'asur b'krovosel, we would add. And she is prohibited to his relatives now. However, what if the one who ended the marriage is not the man, it's her? How does she do it? When she comes of age, she says, Biploni Bailey, I don't want to be married to him. So then, Ki'ila ina ishta, it's considered as if she is not his wife, has ever been his wife, and therefore he is mutter to her sister and her relatives, and she is mutter to his relatives. Says the Gemara, three lines on the bottom, Kuvzayinam Abbas, Amr of Yehuda, Vamila, Masni Satana. Some quote this name of Yehuda, and some learn this in the name of a Braisa, Barishayna Hayikaisvin, get. They would write a shtar that testified that there was miyun. And what did they write in the shtar? Loi rayona bay. I don't want to marry him. In other words, rayona from the lashon of ratzon, like we say in tefillah in Aramaic, yehi rava kadamach. It should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rayona bay, I'm not interested in. Velo tzav yona bay, and I don't want him. Veles ano boy lisnasovale, and I don't want to be married to him. That's what they would write into the shtar. Kim nechazanafish dibura, since they saw that there is a lot of words that were being mentioned, Amri, they began to be afraid, asechlute begita, that they will get confused and write it as a get gerushin. And of course, there are implications of this. Once it's written as a get, it's no longer miun, as we learned in our Mishnah, and then she's going to be prohibited to his relatives. Takinu Achi says, if they made the following institution, that they should write the following, B'yoyim ployni mi'ano, ployni spas ployni, ban pona, and this particular day, this girl, who's now a Naira, did miun in front of us, and therefore, once you have the word miun, it won't be confused with gerushin, and it will be done in the appropriate manner of miun, and not with gerushin, and different rishonim explain some of the negative consequences that would come out if it would be confused with gerushin, and we mentioned one of them, that with gerushin she's now osur to the relatives, and he's osur to the relatives. Tan Rabban, Ezel miun, what exactly is miun? Amra, she says, Yefshi b'plani b'ayli, I don't want to be married to Ruvain, my husband. Yefshi b'kedushin shikudshuni imi, or she says, I don't want the kedushin that my mother married me off. Imi va'achi. Yes, okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Feel Yoshev is Papirion, even if she's sitting in a... Even if she's sitting in a special chair that was designed for a kala. That's called the Apirion. Lechas mi beis avia le beis bailan. She's going from her father's house to this husband's house. And it's a case of miun. In other words, it's subject to miun because she was married off by her mother or her brothers, va'amra, and she says, yefshi b'ploni b'ayli, and she says, I don't want to be married to this fellow, zeo miun, that also qualifies as miun. Yes, okay, amar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu al ya'arichim mesumim b'beis b'ayla, even if there are guests in her husband's house, v'yomedes u'mashka lehem, and she's feeding them. In other words, she is being a perfect balabusta. Va'amra lehem, and she says to them, yefshi b'ploni b'ayla, harei miun. It also works as miun. Yes, okay, no, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Filu shigra b'ayla, eitzel chanvani, lahavilo chevitz mishalo. Even if she's doing her husband's bidding, which is the most expressive of a husband-wife relationship. Us husbands also have to do our wife's bidding. And what's she doing? She's going to the store to bring something that's his. Va'amra, and then she says, yefshi b'ploni b'ayli, ein lecha miun gadol mizeh. It's still called miun. We learned in our Mishnah, Chanina ben Antignus, I'm a kol tinoikas. We learned in our Mishnah that he had said that if she's ainu yechol lishmar kiddusheha, ainu tzrichel miun, if she's not able to watch her own kiddushin, so then it doesn't need miun. What that means is if that she's not capable of watching the kiddushin, then the kiddushin midrabanan of her mother and her brothers does not take into effect. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel does not take effect. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halachik Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, that does not take effect in such an instance. The Gemara talks about other instances now. Tana Ktana Shalom Miana. What happens if a Ktana had Kedushin done by her mother and her brothers, but she didn't do Miun? Va'amda v'niseis. And then she went and she married somebody else. That's a major problem. She's got Kedushei Derabbanan with the first fellow. Now she's gone and married somebody else. She married to two people. How does it work? That can also be, says the Gemara. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, fascinating idea. Amru Nisueha, if she goes and marries somebody else, Hein hein mi uneha. That's her way of doing miun. By going and marrying somebody else, that's her way of doing miun. Ibailu, pligi rabbanalad Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira lo. Do the rabbanan agree or disagree with Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira or not? Imtim salomar, if you're going to say pligi, they disagree. Bikidushin afil b'nesuin. Do they disagree only if she did kedushin? But, explains Rashi in Dibur HaMasechel Bikidushin, if she did Nisuin already, then it's considered Miun. Or no, it's not considered Miun even if she does Nisuin. Vimtim Salam Pligi Afil B'Nisuin, even if you're going to say that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, if she did Nisuin, it's still not considered a Miun in her original Kedushin Midr Rabban. Halacha Kamaisa Yishenk, Halacha Kamaisa. Do we follow the Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir or the Rabbanan? Vimtim Salam Halacha Kamaisa B'Nisuin or Afil Bikidushin. Do we follow the Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir only if she did Nisuin, that's considered as if her previous marriage is now revoked, or if she did kedushin as well. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Amar, Amar Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, the Gemara, three lines into the medium-sized line, says halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Halacha, michlal de pigi. If we say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, then it sounds like the Rabbanan disagreed, but we passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Vakatiti boilach. But we still have the following shaila that remains after we have the halacha lemaisa of passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, that the marriage is annulled. Says the Gemara, the shaila remains, does this marriage to the second person take effect and remove her from the first marriage, even if she was nesiva meikara? Nesiva meikara means that she already done nesuin. We all know that there's a concept of erisin, where the husband says harei mekudeshesli kinyan kedushin, and then there's nesuin when he takes her into his house or under the chuppah. So then in such a case, would we say that when she does the marriage to the second person, it takes her out from the first husband even if nesuin was done, or only if kedushin was done with the first husband? Tashma, the kalose da avdon imorod, the kala of avadon that rebelled. In other words, he didn't want to stay married to this fellow Avdon. Shadar Rebbe Zugi the Rabbanan. Rebbe sent a couple of Rabbanan to look into the question. L'midvekinu Amiluhu. They said to these women, who said Neshe, Amiluhu Neshe. There were women that said to these Ketanos, Chazi Guvraichu Da'akasu, see these men, these husbands of yours who are coming. Amiluhu, the women said back to him, Navi Guvraichu, we don't want to be married to them. Navi Guvraichu Da'akasu, let them be married to you. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Ein Lecha Miun Godol Mizeh. That is the strongest type of Miun. My love, Davin Nesiva. What was that case? Presumably that they were already married, that this fellow Avdon had already taken them into his house, these women into his house. Lo, that wasn't the case. Tamakache kedushe. All there was kedushin, but if they're going to do miun on a nesuin, a case where the first husband, like in the case of Avdon, they arrayed a nesuin, then that's not enough to undo it. Then you need to have the formula of miun of ef should be plenty. Baili, the halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. If they marry somebody else, then it takes them out of the husband's rishus. Vafil ben Nesuin the kama, even if it wasn't just erisin, as the Gemara had originally had thought a moment ago, but rather, even if it was Nesuin, that's enough to take them out of their rishus. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer had taught the mice of a katan is nothing and is only considered like a mafuta. In other words, that if a man is married to a ktana, she's not considered entirely in the husband's rishus like a normal wife is. And the Mishnah had given us example that if she was a bas yisrael that was taken in by a kohen, that she still does not eat truma. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Chazrani al kol tzadei chacham v'lo matzasi adam shehishve midosav biktana Kireb Elazar. I didn't find anybody that agrees with the shita of Reb Elazar that she's not considered entirely married. Sha'asa Rabbi Eliezer, because what Rabbi Eliezer do? Kimitayeles imo b'chatzer. He turned this girl as someone who's taking a walk with this man, but they're not eating, they're not considered a full relationship. On the one hand, they're not entirely married, At the same time, Vomedes Becheko, she comes from his lap, Vitoveles, and she goes to the mikvah, Volcheles Betruma Laref, even though he's Yisrael, because her father is a Kohen. So she's being Tovel from the Tashmish that she had with him, in order to make herself Tahora, to be able to eat the Truma. But someone who had Tashmish needs Herav Shemesh, and then she's eating the Truma. It's a very strange phenomenon. She's having relations with this man, but she's not considered entirely his wife. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Eimer, Ein Maaseh Katan Klum, Ve'ein Bailo Zakoi Lo Mitzias Lo Maaseh Deav Lo Lefaris Nadeh, Ve'ein Yarsha Ve'ein Metamel Lo. She's barely in his rishus at all. He's not entitled to her objects that she finds. He's not entitled to her Maaseh Yadayim. He can't be annul her vows. He doesn't inherit her. He's not Metamel Kol Shaldover Ein Kishla Chaldover El Shetzricha Miun. The rule is that she's not considered his wife, and yet you need miyun to revoke this marriage. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, by law, Rabbi Yeshua strongly disagrees. What will come out is that Rabbi Yeshua is going to be disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, by law, Zakoy bim Tziyasa, he's ochen lost object, to my siyadeu, bafars nadarev, yorshu metamlo, klo shadar reyu kishadachol davar. The exact opposite, almost. Rabbi Yeshua says she's entirely his wife. El Shiyotza B'Miyun. The one difference is that she could go out without a get. She goes out with Miyun. Amar Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi had sided with Rabbi Eliezer over Rabbi Yeshua, which seems not to be a coincidence as well, of course, because Rabbi is the editor of the Mishnayis, and Rabbi puts in Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and not Rabbi Yoshua Shita in our Mishnah. Why did Rabbi think that way? Rabbi Eliezer Hishmeh Midoisa Biktaner, Rabbi Yoshua Cholak. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. Biktana, in the context of a Ktana, because he holds that a Maisa Ktana is nothing, and there's no schus in the Isha. Rabbi Yoshua Cholak. Rabbi Yoshua seems to be inconsistent. What's that referring to? That on the one hand, Rabbi Yoshua holds that according to the Rabbanan, we made a takanim nesu'in l'ketana, and she's considered his wife entirely. Yet on the other hand, there isn't a requirement of get. According to the dissenting opinion, according to Rabbi Lazar, it makes sense why there's no requirement of get. So that's what the Gemara means over here when the Gemara says that Rebbe likes Rebbe Eliezer more than Rebbe Shusha. Rebbe Eliezer, Hishma Midosa, Viktan Rebbe Shua Chalak. My Chalak, as the Gemara spells out, I Ishta Hi Tiboy Get. If really, according to Rebbe Yoshua, she's entirely considered his wife, then she should need a get. Rebbe Lazar, Nami, says the Gemara, Ilav Ishta Hi Miu Nami Lo Tiboy. Says the Gemara, but if that's so, you could ask in the opposite direction. Why even need to do, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Miun, if she's not considered his wife? Ella Bikditeip. Says the Gemara, that's not such a strong kasha, that you're going to let her go out with nothing. That's just too strange. So, even though she's not his wife, there is still a requirement of Miun, that she shouldn't go out Bikdi. Bikdi, meaning nothing. Ella Bikditeip. She should go out with nothing. Gemara continues to analyze the last part of the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuvzayin Amibes. Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov Oimer told us that if it's the woman who ends the relationship when she was a girl who had been married off as a ketana by her mother or her father, so then in such a case, then they are, the girl who's now a Naira, as well as the husband, are now allowed to marry their Krovim. However, if he ends it, so then there's a get, then they're aser. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Amar, Hechi Dami Akova Shimina Ish, Vakova Sheinimina Ish. The Gemara now spells out what we spelled out in our Mishnah, and that is what exactly is the Akova that we spoke about already before, about the get versus her doing the miyun. Amar Yudam Shmuel Tavuli Nase, Va'amra Machmas Ploni Bali Zui Akova Shihi Min Ha'ish. If someone asks to marry her, so then she says, well, I can't marry you because I'm married to somebody else. That's considered an akava from the ish. Now notice, the explanation we gave in our Mishnah is not the explanation that we're starting to develop from Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The explanation we gave in the Mishnah we're going to see later on. That's considered akava min ha'ish. She says, I'm already married. Machas b'nei adam sheinu meuganim lo. What if she says she doesn't want to marry this fella, That's something where she's held back, not from the husband. She doesn't want to be married to him. The fact that she doesn't say in the second case, I can't marry you because I'm already married to somebody else, so shows us that she's not so excited about the marriage, claims Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Abaye bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, Darmi Tevayu, Nosan lo get zui Yaakov Hashem in an ish. He learns, like we had explained in our Mishnah, Rav Chanina bar Ovin and Abba bar Ovin, that it's called Yaakov in an ish when the husband gives a get. Then, in such a case, v'uasa b'krov asav yasa b'krov upsula min akona. And then she's also going to be pasul min kuna. Mina bo zui Yaakov Hashem in an ish. But if she did minun, so then it's her who doesn't want the marriage to come through. And in such a case, he's mutter with her relatives, zimutaris bikroivov, and she's permissible with his relatives, v'lo pasul min kuna. And then she's not pasul from the kuna. The Gemara asks, haktani l'kamon, if that is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, and that's how we originally had learned the Mishnah, so then that says that in the Mishnah later on, hamame'enes b'ish, hu mutter b'krova sevi mutaris b'krova, v'lo pasul min kuna, nasan l'get, hu asa b'krova sevi yasar b'krova, hu pasul min kuna. Question mark. So we see we have that later on. The Mishnah answers the Gemara. Pirusha kamifarish. You're right that the Mishnah later on is going to be spelling out the Mishnah that we're about to see. This halacha that we learned in the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuzayin Amud Beis, as explained by Abaye Baravin and Rav Chanina Baravin. Mishnah continues four lines from the bottom. Hamet enes beish hu mutar b'krova selvi mutar es b'krova lo pasul min kuna. As we learned that if the man is requested to by the woman to end the marriage because she no longer wants to be married to him, and she was only married as a Kedusha Midrabanan through her mother and her father. So then in such case, they're mutter to their other relatives. She's not pasul min kuna. However, no san lo get, hu asa b'krovasev, yasura b'krovav. If a get was given, so then, like every divorcee, she's not allowed to marry her former husband's relatives, as well as, for example, his brother, as well as he's not allowed to marry her relatives. Now she's divorced, she's pasul kuna. Nasan lo get. Now we get a little bit more of a complicated case. V'chzira mianaba. So he gave her a get, so now she's also to her relatives. Then she did miun. V'niseis la'acher, and then she marries somebody else. V'nis'ar melo onis garsha. And then she becomes widowed or divorced. Muteres lachzor lo. So then she's allowed to return to her original husband that had done kedushei ketana with her. The reason that she's allowed to return to him, despite the fact that she had also had a divorce with that husband, and we know there's a rule of machzir grushaso, that a woman who's been divorced by her original husband, she's allowed to remarry her only prior to her marrying somebody else. Once she marries somebody else, there's an iser lahachzir grusha. So, nevertheless, over here, because she did a miun, so then that undermines the original gerishin, because she could also do miun, and therefore muteres lachzir bo. Mianabo, if she did miun first, v'chzira nasan loget. What if it's in the other order? First miyun was done, then a get was given. Then asura lachzor lo. Then she's not allowed to remarry him. Why? Says the Mishnah on the top of Kuches on the Bezek Klal. Get achar miyun asura lachzor lo. Miyun achar get muteres lachzor bo. The rule of thumb is, it all depends what took place first. If the miyun took first, and then a get came afterwards, then she's not allowed to go back, because then it has a din, a machzir grushasa. Let's take a look at Rashi. Zeh klal, Rashi on the top of Kufches on base. Klomar, filu pa mahar begir shivichzir umina, im nisei sa'achem ritoch get, if she gets married to her second husband, after a get, asura lachzalo, mitoch amiyun muter sachzalo. But as a result of the miyun, question was, what was the last thing that was matir her for the next marriage? Continues the Mishnah, hamim me'enes be'ish, v'niseis la'acher, she did miyun with her original marriage to the man, and she married somebody else, v'girsha la'acher, and she got divorced, and then umiyana bo, she did miyun to the third husband. In other words, she was me'enes be'ish, she married somebody else, she got divorced, v'girsha, then you put a comma, la'acher, she married somebody else, u'mi'anaba, and then she did miyun. Then, after that happened, she got married to a third person, le'acher, v'girsha, and then she got divorced. And now she wants to go back to one of her original husbands. A very simple rule. Zakal. Kol she'yotzeh menu beget. Anybody that she married after a get, asur lachzalo, b'miyu muteres lachzalo. Analyzes the Gemara. Very simple pshat point in our Mishnah. Alma asi miyun u'mevatel get. We see that miyun has the ability to undermine the get. Because what did we learn? That if the last thing that she did was miyun, so then in such a case, then she could go back to the husband. Otherwise, she can't. Ureminu, I'll ask you the following kasha. The Gemara now quotes our seifa. Ha mima enes be'ish v'nisis lacher v'girsh lacher lacher u'miyana lacher v'girsh. Zeh kal kol yashi asoy mena b'get asur lachzalo. B'miyim uteres lachzalo. Alma, lo asim miyun d'chavrei u'batel gita d'idei. We don't say that the miyun that was done to, let's say, the third husband undermines the get that was done to the second husband. And yet, in the reisha, we say we just focus on the miyun. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Answer, Tavra. You have, sharp one, Mish Shanazo, Lo Shanazo. You have to say that the reisha and seifa are arguing with each other. Rava gives a different answer. Amar Rav Umay Kusha. V'dilmo miun didei mevatel get didei. Miun dechavrei lo mevatel get didei. The Gemara gives a simple teres from Rava. When it comes to a case in which she did miun and get with the same husband. So if she did miun last, so then the miun undermines the get. The question of the seifa was the miun that was done with the third husband to undermine the get of the second husband. That doesn't work. And what is the difference between the two? Continues the Gemara. Miun dechavrei lo mevatel get didei. Aidi demarkeres. The reason why the Rabbanan in the first case said that the halach is that once she was divorced from the second husband, she can't go back to the first one, is we're afraid of this phenomenon of Aidi demakeres b'mirazel kritzosav. She knows her first husband's hints. And he's the one we're afraid, Chazal, we're afraid that he's going to go in the and break the marriage. So then, b'meyun didei nami lo levatel gita didei. I didn't my keres b'rimizos of kritzos of also mashbish u'maisila. The same concern should apply both when it comes to her going back to her original husband after miyun, as well as going back to the original husband that she had gotten divorced from, even if though it's not the first husband. And the same chashash should apply in both instances. And if we say we don't have that chashash when it comes to her doing miyun after she had a get from her original husband, the same should not apply if we're afraid she got miyun after a get from another husband. Answers the Gemara, Hakfar Shabsha Lo Ishbasha. In the case of where she did miyun on the first husband, so then in such a case, he tried to hold her back and she messed him over. In other words, she did miyun over here. In contrast to if the husband gave her only a get, so she never rejected him. So if she never rejected him, so then in such a case, we're afraid that he will cause her to do miyun in the other marriage. Hence, there's a difference between the case of Chavrei, where she had never done miyun to him, versus the case of where she already did miyun to the original husband. Ela ikasha. But rather, says the Gemara, the question that you could ask in the Mishnah is a different question. The Chavrei ad Chavrei kasha. You could ask a stira between when one friend to the next. In other words, in the case of miyun bechavero versus get mechavero. Why? Because we learned miyana bover zero, nasal get v'nisis la'acher, nis'armelo nis'garsha asura lachzer lo. That if once she got a get, then in such a case, she can't go back to the first one because of the get that she got from the second. Hamiyana. But it's Masha if she had done Miyun to the second. Then she's allowed to go back. Alma, we see Asami and the Chavri, Mavatal get the day. That the Miyun done with the friend is Mavatal the get. Uriminu, but what about the Seifa? Hame'enes be'ish v'nisei slacher, Gersha, and then she married somebody else, Achra mina bazaklal, kol yatsa mimena beget, asura lachser lo. Then she can't go back to him. Bimiyun, if she went on miyun, muter sachser lo. Alma, what do we see? Lo asi miyun de chavre, umavatal gita de day. The miyun that was done with the chaver is not matter the original get. Yet in the Reisha we learned that if she was mimayin on the second, she's able to go back from the first because the meyon dechavre was mevatel gita didei. As the Gemara analyzed, that's when Rabbi Lazar said, "I'm Rabbi Lazar Tavra Misha Shana Zo Lo Shana Zo Ula Amar Ula." Gives another teretz kigod sheshulshala begitin de mechazia kigdola, that we're talking about a case where she got divorced to all three of them with a get. And then that appears like she's already a gdola. How many women get married and divorced three times and still a ktana? Almost always it's mechazia gdola. And then in such a case, the problem is it's a technicality because miyun doesn't work by a gdola. And even though technically miyun undermines a get, but over here, if there are already three divorces, then in such a case, the Seifa says you can't do miyun afterwards. Now the Gemara goes back to the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, who said that there are two opinions of Tanaim, the Reisha, the Seifa, whether miyun is mevatel a get or not. And what's that machlokis? Says the Gemara, Mantana, Amar Yehuda Marav. This machlokis revolves around the following pasuk. My dichsev, what does the pasuk mean? In Eicha meimenu bechesef sheisinu, eitzenu b'mechir yavau. We drank our water with a payment of money. And Torah's nimshal kamayim, that we need to pay money for it. B'shas ha-sakana, it's referring to shas ha-sakana. Nisbaksha halacha zo, they asked this shayla, harei shiyatsim rishon begetim mishani, Umisheni b'miyun, ma'u shetachsa l'rishon. And they didn't know the answer to this question. And they wanted to ask it, spell out the mefarshim to Rabbi Akiva. V'sachru adam echad bar Rabbi Akiva, b'shas ha-golus. And during our period of oppression, when we couldn't learn Torah, Rabbi Akiva was in prison, right? We know that from other mamarei chazal, sachru adam echad bar b'meil zuz. And we hired somebody for 400 zuz, a lot of money. V'sholos Rabbi Akiva basically surin v'asar. Rabbi Akiva said it was asar. It's Rabbi Yudim b'ser ben etzivin v'asar. As well as Rabbi Akiva, not only he, but also Rabbi Yehuda ben b'sera. Am Rabbi Shmo b'Rabbi Yaisi, l'zol lo etzrachnu. We didn't need to go and ask him that question. And Rabbi Shmo b'Rabbi Yaisi felt differently. Why? L'iser kareis hitarta. If miyun is matur in iser kares, liser lav machzer grushaso kol shekein. So we see that there was a massive machlokis tanoim on this issue, whether miyun could remove the iser machzer grushaso. Rabbi Shmuel feels so strongly, he feels that this was not the shiloh that was originally asked to Rabbi Akiva bebeis ha'asur. We're going to stop the daf over here. The next few lines are quite intricate. And Mirtzeh Hashem, I hope tomorrow to pick up with this on the first wide line on the bottom of our Amud. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes today's daily daf.